Welcome back, everyone, to the Momentum Fit Podcast. This is episode 21, and today we are sitting with Marquise, and he has been doing ART. So today we're going to find out all about what ART is, who it's for, what it helps, the whole nine yards. So Marquise, go ahead and tell everyone hello.
Hello, everybody.
So we're excited about this one. We think this could be very beneficial to a lot of the members out there, especially probably because you just don't even understand what ART is. So hopefully this will shed some light on that today. So first off, right off the bat, what is ART?
So ART stands for active release techniques. It is a type of soft tissue manual therapy. It's really good for working on tendons, muscles, any type of musculoskeletal disorders. So things like strains, sprains, those types of injuries is really beneficial for people.
Okay. And so let's say, for instance, let's say I had an injury. Now, would this be treated acutely or is it more like chronic? Like how soon after an injury would I want to go see someone who does ART?
So ART is good for both acute or chronic injuries. For the acute injuries, research says that things can be fixed in as little as 6 sessions. The ultimate goal is to get you moving efficiently, get the pain out, and make sure the muscle's properly functioning. It's not supposed to be like an extended service. Everybody gets maintenance every once in a while, but nothing right. Like super long term, like 3 sessions every week for a set number of time.
Okay. So it's not like, you're set up with a chiropractor like every 2 weeks for like basically the rest of your life.
Right. It's very much based on each individual, what type of pain they're having, if there's any movement dysfunction with that. And, you know, the goal is to get you moving properly. And once you are, I don't want to see you anymore.
Okay, cool. So what initially got you interested in ART?
So it's kind of both with training and ART. I've always wanted to help people move and not have injuries. I've had enough injuries in my life that I don't want people to have to go through the same things. And professional athletes get ART. It's been very beneficial for them. Olympic athletes have gotten it as well, and they see really good results, the research shows. I wanted to bring it to the general population. So, you know, everybody in our gym has access to immediate effective treatment.
Okay, cool. What would be, I guess, some of the most common things that you see people come in for? So like golfer's elbow, tennis elbow.
Yes.
Let me like plantar fasciitis, kind of stuff like that.
Yeah. Some other common stuff, you know, low back pain, sciatica pain. Okay. I'm not nerve certified yet, but there are nerve treatments within the ART protocols. So being able to get rid of some nerve pain and all the musculoskeletal pains that you were just talking about as well.
Okay. Awesome. So have you had ART done on you? Like, was that like your first exposure to it?
No, actually I was trying to think about this the other day when I first heard about it. And I believe when I was in high school, I had an issue with my groin and we were doing like an ultrasound therapy for it. And the athletic trainer had mentioned ART.
Okay.
And then I knew different football organizations that were utilizing it. So it had just always kind of been in the back of my head. And then obviously about 2 years ago, that's when I was like, all right, I'm going to go do this. Okay. I have the capabilities.
Awesome. I think the first time that I ever heard about it was, I was in college and this was like right when YouTube was kind of a thing. And I would watch these like bodybuilders work out. And I think it was like Jay Cutler. He was getting like ART work done.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is that? And I mean, it looked like super painful, you know, what he was going through. And I was like, I've never seen anything like that before. But that was kind of cool, like the introduction to see that at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, gosh, early 2000s, you know, like the embassy of YouTube.
It's been pretty popular for a while. I wish I could remember when Michael Leahy started it. But he's been doing some good stuff. He started out with the Olympics.
Okay.
Athletes up in Colorado Springs, which is where he's based out of.
Okay, at the training center?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Very cool. So what do you feel is the best thing about ART? I mean, obviously, I think, like, it doesn't have to be a continuous thing.
Right.
Like, you fix the issue, and then you move on.
Right. So in terms of how quick and effective it is, I think that is a big, big point of emphasis for anybody that's a practitioner. being able to get rid of an injury within six sessions as opposed to having to go through the normal physical therapy route is ideal. It's mm-hmm. it's appealing to people. And then with it being, you know, most sessions are 15 minutes long. I do 30 minute sessions just to help kind of reinforce stability within the muscle after you it's been worked on.
Okay.
But that timing, being able to not having to shell out an hour to 2 hours of your day to get treated is a big selling point as well.
Right. And have you seen any downsides, side effects, anything like that?
The research has not shown any short-term or long-term side effects. I guess the downside is it's, you know, it's uncomfortable. There shouldn't be any large amounts of pain with it, but mm-hmm. they describe it as like the feeling after a workout, like there's some soreness to it.
Okay.
Or similar to like a massage, like you're going to have some soreness or some tenderness afterwards, but nothing like sharp pain, anything like that.
Okay. And for those people who have never been exposed to ART, like, can you like describe what the treatment actually looks like? So let's say like you're treating like my golfer's elbow.
Yes.
Inside of my elbow. So what would that look like?
Okay. So I am actually, they call it a hands-on diagnosis. So I'm going to take your arm and I'm going to move it through certain ranges of motion, see if I can feel any abnormalities within the tissue, the texture that it feels like, whether it's kind of like shortened in the movement, or if you have any range of motion issues. And then I can distinguish which muscle that I specifically want to work on. I release that muscle by holding a certain point. I'm going to pull you through your full range of motion, hold for a few seconds, and then we're going to relax out of that. So as that starts to release a little bit more, it may present another issue and we work further up your arm to figure out where the actual issue is coming from.
Okay, and that's kind of like where the pain points are coming from, because you're touching those sensitive areas or knots, adhesions, whatever you
Correct.
May be working. Now, does it break up the fascia?
I mean, we all know fascia is pretty hard to break up,
right.
But yeah, so like scar tissue.
Yeah.
When things break down, they repair, and sometimes they don't necessarily repair in the exact manner that it's supposed to be. So we release those adhesions mm-hmm. And try to break up that scar tissue that's forming from those injuries.
Okay, so you would expect someone to have some soreness, like right after?
Correct, a little bit of soreness, but nothing long term.
Okay. And then what is the frequency of someone coming to see you? So like you said, generally like 5 to 6 appointments.
Yeah.
Ideally, we resolve the issue. How often do they come see you?
So in a perfect world, giving 2 to 3 days of the inflammation going down. Okay. So there's a little bit of recovery to it. So I would say 1 or 2 times a week most. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we're trying to get the issue resolved as quickly as possible. So staying within that 2 to 3 day window of consistent treatment to get rid of that pain.
Okay. And what are the costs for ART? Like, is this something that they could do like an insurance copay, or is everything out of pocket?
So I know some practitioners can super bill afterwards. I do not have that capabilities just because I don't have the medical insurance side behind me, but it is a $50 per session rate, and that's for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah,
most people do an hour session.
Not for ART, no. If it's an hour, it's like we're strength training, and then there's some ART involved with it.
Okay, so you're supplementing with the ART.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Nice. All right. So, what is your, ideal client for ART?
I was just looking at this the other day. Ideal client, you know, anybody that's got an acute injury, like we had talked about before, somebody who might be dealing with some tendonitis, a muscle strain, you're trying to facilitate movement to that area as fast as possible, in full range movement as fast as possible. That's what's going to facilitate the healing process.
Okay.
So anybody with like musculoskeletal disorders is the ideal client.
Okay. So I'm interested, like, so for me, I tend to have like low back issues. So how do you treat the low back?
Personally, I look at the hip, the back, and the hamstrings are my first areas that I'm looking at. And then what I would ask you is, okay, so what movements are bothering you? what causes your back to hurt. So as you perform those movements, that's where I go through like the hands-on diagnosis. So I'm holding different areas to feel if I feel any movement issues going on around those joints. And then it's kind of like peeling an onion, like you're opening layers to see, hey, if we get your, like if it's your low back that you're feeling pain, treat the muscles around your low back. And as you go through that movement, now you start to feel pain in your hip just because that's the kinetic chain where the edit's going through. Okay. So then I'll work through your hip. And then if there's other presenting factors, we go through there too.
Okay, and then the people that come to see you, do you normally like give them, say, like homework? Like, all right, we treated this, now I want you to do these exercises, you know, a couple times a week to help like strengthen the area or what may be?
Yes, absolutely. I'm not a believer that just the hands-on approach is going to fix the issue because you're not addressing the root problem to begin with.
Okay.
So kind of like I said, where like the 30 minutes that I do the ART treatment and then hopefully get to some stabilizing exercises. If we don't get to that, I'm giving that as homework for people.
Awesome. Now, is there ever time when someone would come in for some pain or injury that you would not suggest ART, like some other form of treatment?
Yes. Any type of nerve referral right now, I'm not willing to work on just because, again, like I told you, I'm not nerve certified.
Okay.
So if there's any of that going on, I will treat the muscles, but I'm not looking at the nerve pain as my marker of what's actually benefiting them at that point. If they are having muscle tightness, I will treat those muscles that are tight in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I'm referring out to either a PT or until they go get imaging and figure out what's going on with that.
Okay.
I'm not going to work blind when it comes to like nerve pain.
Right. Awesome. Awesome. And so how long have you been doing ART so far?
Since August.
Okay.
So is that 6 months?
Yeah, I'd say give or
yeah, give or six take, months, yeah. And then I'll go get my nerve certification towards the beginning of May.
Okay.
And that'll get me through another year before I go renew it.
Okay, awesome. Very cool. Now, is there anything that like we didn't touch with ART that you would like to tell someone who maybe just hasn't been through it yet?
Yeah, I mean, most people that are coming in, they know that they're going to be in some sort of a discomfort during the session, but it's not lasting discomfort.
Right.
And it should just be where we're treating. It shouldn't be elsewhere inside or in the body that you're feeling pains at.
And like nothing you're doing is going to make anything worse. Like you're not going to do anything detrimental at all.
Right. The stuff that happens to go, it's why they make us come and get certified every year, because they want to make sure that you're doing everything properly. The amount of pressure that we're putting to the muscles should not cause any issues later on. It should be beneficial.
Okay. Awesome. Very cool. Awesome. Well, I mean, that I think wraps that up. So guys, if you haven't done ART and you need some help with like an existing injury, whether it's acute, chronic, or just, you know, you're a weekend warrior and looking just to make your body move and feel better, come see Marquise. Try it out. I mean, I've done it for my golfer's elbow and I've had pretty good success with it. So I think you guys will like it. But that will be episode 21, and we're going to sign off. Marquise.
Thanks for having me.
All right. See you guys later.